Innisfail. When the $8 million Innisfail Library, Learning Center officially opened its doors on January 23, 2012, no one was totally sure the impact it would have on the community. Lori Hodges Humble was the library's first manager. Her doors would be open for the young and old. Next door, the Henday Association for Lifelong Learning would move in to provide community adult learning and opportunities. Set up across the foyer was the community room with a goal to make the center a welcoming place for all Innisfailians. I just feel it's been so positive for the town. When I see the crowd here and all the children, that is what a library is all about, and it just really warms my heart, said Heather Taylor, a former town councillor who proudly attended the center's official opening a decade ago. I knew that it would be somewhat of a success, but maybe not as grand as this has turned out to be. I'm just very excited to see everybody so positive, she said. It's absolutely a community place, and it's awesome. On June 4, the center hosted a family-friendly community carnival to mark the center's 10th birthday, a celebration from noon to 3 p.m. for all Innisfailians that was also supported by the Town of Innisfail, Innisfail and Area Family Day Home Society, Innisfail Family and Community Support Services, as well as Youth Action Innisfail. The event included a free barbecue served up outside by former town councillor Danny Rieberger. Tara Downs, the current library manager, was busy at the information table in the foyer offering citizens information on the day's activities and library programming. She noted the center's big birthday bash offered a wide range of games, activities, and crafts that included face painting, bookmark creations with positive messaging, rock painting, button making, a penny drop, ball toss, a fishing pond for books game, sensory tables, as well as a scavenger hunt. I think it's great to commemorate the 10th year of this building, and just getting people into the library again is really important. We spent 2 years handing out activity kits, said Downs. It's great to have the community back in here. I love this place. It's such a great community spot. The event was especially important for Tracy Kinsella, another former town councillor who was on council back when the difficult decision had to be made to go forward with the project, which at the time was met with some opposition. We're thrilled with the success of our 10-year celebration, and just loving the fact that the community has come out to celebrate with us, said Kinsella, who is currently serving as chair of the Innisfail Public Library's Board of Directors. It's important every time we can get people to our library, or community living room. We are here to support the community however we can.